Oh, hey, John.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
I wasn't talking about you.
Don't be alarmed, everybody.
Here.
Everyone, don't be alarmed. We have recruited the expertise of BFM's probably strongest volunteer, definitely to this drive show. Kristen, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hello. What have you got in store for us today? I was totally freaking out that John was just going to, we were just going to have lime juice and vodka, which, you know, depending on the party, it'll work, but...
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, right?
This is true. Pandemic.
So today we're going to do the Forever in Blue Teen Knees.
Excuse me, what?
A Forever in Blue Teen Knees. Get it? Like Forever in Blue Jeans?
Okay, yeah, that's right. No, I didn't get it at all, but that's normal. That's normal. Don't worry about it.
An ode to Neil Diamond.
Oh, right on. I fucking love Neil Diamond. Jeez. Oh, is my mic
on? I figured you would get it out of everybody.
No, don't get me wrong. I like early Neil Diamond, back when there was good trumpets and stuff.
Oh, okay. Trumpets, good to know. I'll write that down.
Now, Kristen, we're keeping it pretty simple. We're returning to the BFM prize cupboard, which again is delivering.
Can
all
anybody
the
win any of this alcohol at any point?
Well, we can every Thursday.
Yes.
Thanks. We should say thank you to Hancock's and
Glengarry's
for supplying us the seemingly endless supply of booze that we keep tapping into. But it is the same ingredients. What are we using this evening, Kristen? What are we going
with? Okay, good. So today we're going to use white rum, the Bacardi's in the closet.
Yep.
The pineapple liqueur, the blue curacao, and the lime from the fridge.
Delicious.
That brand of that lime from the fridge.
Now, we're keeping it pretty simple. We're just going to build these in the glasses. We've got the, once again, the most risky glasses to bring into BFM Studio.
Keep those about a foot from any electronics.
They've got the narrowest base, so they're easily, I don't know, they're just so dangerous. They'll probably spill at any moment.
You're using the fancy glasses? That's okay.
What is that body shape? Is that the T-shaped body shape? Would you say?
I think it's a
head
long
just goes
chimney.
Like sideways. You know, there's different.
Down,
you know, it's like
triangle?
There's the pear and the plank. It's
no,
kind of like superhero body shapes, like big shoulders, small.
Yeah. So are you talking about the glass?
Yeah. Very much so. Very much so.
I think they're a long chimney, like a long skinny chimney.
Okay.
Yeah. Skinny at the bottom, but like wider at the top.
That's
so
right.
They're like. The weight's a bit funny.
Extremely dangerous. John's just started, by the way, and there's already Bacardi on the desk.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay, let me catch up.
That's a grunty spill. Are you going to hoover that up, by the way?
So we're going to build this. Now, your drinks are going to be a little bit strong because you're not going to be able to dilute it with pineapple juice. But
also,
you know what?
John is kind of like bish-bosh bashing this big time.
Yeah, it's Thursday. It's the pandemic.
It looks like he's peed in them from a distance. That's what it looks like.
I'm sorry, I'm not in the office.
Okay, I've just put in, following your ingredients or your recipe, I've chucked in 30 mils of white rum.
Ooh,
yeah, for each,
screen, okay.
For each. Not, yep. You don't have to share that. Mm-hmm. That's not a lot.
Okay.
And then 30 of the pineapple liqueur.
Yes.
I got some delivered to me so I could be on the same page with you.
Oh, okay. Who did you use for the delivery?
I think it was One Day Wine Central.
Okay, shout out to you.
They keep me very full. And then the blue curacao.
Is it banana liqueur, did you say?
No, pineapple.
Well, it says banana on it.
I say go crazy.
This reminds me. Oh my god, you've got bad history with banana cocktails, bro.
Pineapple just down the edge.
Kristen, can you just come in? Fuck COVID.
We've committed to this.
You're now committed. That's okay.
The banana is not going to work.
It's probably an easy mistake.
Let's try.
Yeah, just keep going. It's going to be tropical. So we've got blue curacao. It's going to be
the most important thing is that you don't have to change the name of the drink.
Oh, you could have done it with that last one. You could have saved one. You could have done one properly.
Oh, it's very banana, like faux banana-y smell.
You can smell it, right?
It's got that real like banana lollies sort of smell.
It's like it's...
That's okay.
Man, synthetic banana is from Satan directly, I reckon. I don't like it.
Have you had... Oh, no, I don't know whether it's true. I don't want to be spouting mistruths
on the
radio.
What's going on?
Blue curacao.
Have you heard there's that...
Yeah, move on with the blue curacao.
There's that story about the banana-flavored things are like what bananas tasted like that we would normally eat, but there was a big banana disease, and now we've only got the banana banana that we have.
I believe that.
But there are a whole bunch of different bananas, and that's what the banana taste in lollies is based off.
Holy
is
shit,
the original banana that everybody
ate. That makes
ate.
Sense to me.
That could be a mistruth, though. Could
I
be
know
wrong.
We've lost a lot
Tell
of apple. We've lost a lot of apple varieties. We've bred them all out. We've bred out a lot of carrots. Like you, carrots used to be all different crazy colors.
Colors,
and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And now it's wild when you see a purple one. But
this drink is just blue
ones.
Now. It's just gone completely blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll put some lime juice in it.
Okay. It sounds like you sound sort of like AI, like in the computer, just telling us how to make a cocktail.
Kristen, how do I make cocktails?
Alexa, what the fuck?
Put in lime juice.
It's quite pretty now. It's sort of like ocean blue.
This is going to suck so bad.
Shut up,
I just
mate.
Think
Are you making yours
lime.
Properly, Kristen, over there?
Hey, of course.
Okay,
do you
good.
Have to ask?
Oh, John. Why did... Man, do you know we kind of had a competition, a cocktail competition, and John tried to make a Perky Nana cocktail, and it was so shit.
I love Perky Nanas.
I know,
Nanas.
Me too, but somehow it was bad. And now John's back making a cocktail, trying
it's
to make banana
pretty.
Cocktails again. It's too...
Look at this drink. It looks magnificent. It's probably going to taste good.
He's topping it up. He's topped it up with Schweppes.
I bet it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad.
What'd you top it up with? Soda water?
Soda water, yep.
Oh,
yeah,
nah,
you'll be right.
You weren't supposed to do that.
Just plug your nose.
Here you go, big hungry.
Don't why
oh.
am I first?
Oh, the banana. Damn it. Let's try it.
Oh,
out.
Mine's so good.
What? I feel like it's the same zone.
I nailed it again.
Going with the
well,
nose
still
first.
Tropical,
yeah, it's
like banana.
Stay tropical, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Is it okay?
I mean, it's liquid.
That's totally fine. I'm actually not getting much banana at the top at the moment.
No,
it's
it is
not bad.
Heavily limey tasting.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Oh, that's...
Which is good because then you have the lime and the orange.
Well, I'm just concerned I'm going to knock the glass over.
John boy, John boy, John boy.
Ooh, hold it with two hands. That's a secret.
What I love the most is John's pretty sure that he's helping. That's what I like the most. He's like, no, I'm helping out. That's the best bit.
This is looking delicious. Look at all
oh,
the
syrup. Oh, no, it's nicer when you mix it.
Somebody's texted in, that's going to taste bad. You need the pineapple juice. What did you call this drink again, by the way?
The Forever in Blue Teen Knees.
But what's our one called then?
Yours is called the Forever in Banana Teenies?
Banana Hammocks?
It's
Blue
actually
bananas.
Pretty good. Give it a stir.
Yeah, I don't mind it with a
Give
stir.
Give it a stir. It's just kind of like
no,
a...
No, I'm, you're right. It's not bad.
Sort of confectionery...
Does it taste like a lolly?
It's a little lollies. Bit boring to go, oh, yeah, well, you know, that's okay. Nice one. You know what I mean?
So. You're right. If it looks pretty, if you look good, you can show up.
Mm. And it does taste like lollies.
Blue Curacao makes anything radical. Like,
yeah, it's so beautiful.
It's like alcoholic
so
Powerade.
Blue.
Yeah, it's fucking that. That was me getting a sip. Oh, banana's coming strong now. Banana and lime is quite nice, though. I feel like this could easily be the drink. Like,
I feel like bananas...
Had I not seen and it just carried on, this probably John could have gotten away with this if it weren't for the pesky kids
if
and that fucking dog.
If you had an umbrella in this, you would feel like $1 million.
You would.
Well, then next week we can make it with pineapple.
Yeah, I'd be interested to try it with pineapple.
Yeah,
I just feel
that would have been really great, I reckon, if it was made with pineapple. Hey, John.
I just feel like banana sort of a soft taste and lime and banana sort of feels weird to me. But, you know, it's fine. It's nice. It's very lollies.
Okay.
It tastes like lollies.
Can you score it out of 10, please, Jemima?
Oh, man.
Out of
You're
10.
Asking for it,
I
bro.
Feel, no, I just
I didn't ask
like
you. I'm asking Jemima.
I haven't participated in enough cocktail corners to like judge it on a basis, but on my like general cocktail like,
you can
having...
say four. It's as sort of simple as to say four.
I think four's a good choice.
Oh, shit, I didn't mean it.
Oh. Oh. Jemima, you're gonna have to come up more often.
What if I had an umbrella in it? Would that get it to like 5 points?
Absolutely. Yeah. An umbrella would have made it feel a little bit more.
I shouldn't
exciting.
Have said anything. That was
what about a different glass.
Coaching the judge.
You just led that. Response. If you
I honestly would give it a 5.5, especially considering
if it was
messed up.
If it was like a late night and you're like, all right, everyone come back to my house, we'll make some cocktails, and you made this, everyone would be loving it.
You're basically set the scene where everybody's impaired and you make a drink that everyone's too lazy to do. So
It's like after the first glass it doesn't matter.
This is true.
Make sure you serve that one second.
We had to do something with that banana
pineapple
liqueur,
one first.
So that was probably sitting there for way too long anyway. So.
Mine's delicious. I have an umbrella in mine too.
You're lying.
I'm not.
Really?
I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
I have a lot of, I guess you would call them accoutrements around here.
There you go. What the hell is that shit?
Accoutrement.
I don't know, an umbrella, a.k.a.
Man, I was like, I wasn't going to say anything. I was like, nah, just let John make the cocktail. It should be fine. And then banana came back. The banana incident just keeps coming back.
I think if it was diluted more, I'd prefer it too. I think if it had more soda water in it, I could absolutely drink it more. It is quite...
I can't taste the pineapple, you know what I mean?
It's quite sugary.
Like a lemonade?
Yeah, a lemonade. That would be nice.
I'm not really getting the pineapple.
Okay, so we'll have to stock up the liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
Oh, she's changing her cocktail, John. She's changing it from a 4 to a 4.5.
The lime juice has just given us heaps of floaties.
Yeah.
I feel like the hero here is obviously Blue Curacao for making it look so fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And cheers to that massive lump of coral just off the coast of Venezuela. We appreciate you. It's about an hour by boat.
Is that what it's named after?
Yeah, that's where it comes from. Curacao.
The island.
Curacao. Oh, okay. Yes, sorry.
You're right.
I was lost for a second, but I'm back.
This segment tends to do that. Hey, Kristen, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Hopefully I'll see you next week.
Right on.
Cheers, everyone.
We'll let this cocktail sink in and we'll see how it goes.
Nice.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.